the Browns and that matchup in Las Vegas coming up this weekend. So we were talking about Davante Adams a little banged up. Crosby.
Yeah.
A little banged up.
The second to last play of the game Sunday is when Max Crosby went
yeah.
down.
Yeah. Shouldn't the Browns be favored in this game? How are they not?
Because of the offense.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the Raiders have no running game.
And it's our offense.
And if their stud players can't play.
By the way, our defensive end has an Achilles injury. Just want to point that out.
Is going to play, though, right?
Okay, but he has an Achilles injury. Well, don't tell me you didn't think of Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Because, God, I don't even want to say it. Forget it. Just keep going. Boy, you guys got to win this game.
Yeah.
You got to win this game. I'm not going to guarantee that you win because I don't want to sit here and burst blood vessels in my eyeballs on Monday if you don't. But damn it, you need to win this game. Holy potatoes. You got this game out in Vegas. Man, if you don't win this game, things could really unravel here.
Speaking of
really badly.
Myles Garrett, here is the update on what he's going through right now.
Feeling like myself? No, but feel good enough.
You saw foot, Achilles, thigh. Is a foot still the worst of the issues for you?
I can't go into that. Obviously, there's multiple things, so, dealing with as they come, and, no excuses. Just go out there and ball.
I do love him.
Honest question, if the Browns were 2-1, would he be out this week?
Maybe. Honestly, maybe. I don't mean to tell you how to do your job. If that is not a candidate for About Last Night audio, I don't know what is.
Well, now we're going to have a 14-minute About Last Night open.
It's so good. I'm sorry. It's just so good.
And we're taking out piece of crap then.
The way he says it, I cannot go into that. Well, the problem, can I tell you something about real quick about that? Because it's been so long and because it's a NASCAR clip, there's people who think you're talking about Browns players. I've had several people go, "Hey, who's calling who a piece of crap in their entire group? Is that just a caller?"
I really didn't want to get into the open thing, but you made us put Mike White into the open at one point.
Yes, so. I know.
No, but this one, I
apologize.
I don't really want this one to go away. Yes. I want this one in there.
I apologize.
That NASCAR clip is gold.
I'm not criticizing you.
I think you're a loser and you're a piece of crap.
I'm not a piece
of
crap.
You should have brought your bag to work.
I'm not a piece of crap.
Anyway,
I'm a decent person.
He's not going to tell you anything.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah. Do you think
that is good?
Do you think it makes sense? Like if you're the Browns to say, "All right, Miles, we gotta wait a week on this." I mean, the problem is he still plays so well, even with the injury, kind of like Denzel Ward. Denzel Ward had the shoulder last week.
Now, does he get better by waiting a week, or does he just stay the same?
Anthony, they've had to sit there and answer questions about decoys all week. All week. All week. They need this game. That's where they're at now. Like, if they were 2-2, honestly, if they were 2-2, I could sit there and go, maybe. It just feels like the weight of the season all of a sudden is on this game. We went from people talking about it being still preseason earlier this week to, boy, you don't win this, this is going to get bad.
I know you don't want to hear this, though.
It's going to be September 29th.
I know you don't want to hear this, but if everybody in the division was 3-0, I'd understand it. It's the team that I picked to finish last in the division, Pittsburgh. They're 3-0, and they have no offense to speak of.
No.
Baltimore's 1-2. They did dominate Dallas. I know the score was closer than that. They dominated for basically three quarters. Cincinnati's 0-3, and they are panicking down there. I mean, they are. So part of that is, 1-2, sit Miles for a week, let him get healthy, maybe 2 weeks, especially if you win. Why would that be the worst thing in the world?
Yeah, but if you don't play Miles, then what are your chances to win on Sunday? And because you could say, well, how many snaps is he going to play? How much of a hindrance is it? They don't know. They know these things. We can only speculate.
Yeah, I know.
Because remember, he's not going to go into that.
I heard people around the team just continually talk about how dominant our defensive line is, how much depth we have on that defensive line. And now all of a sudden we're like, well, if he doesn't play, we're going to lose. What happened?
But it's not that they're going to lose. It's just your chances are so much better because they still have to plan for him. Because even at 70% or whatever he might be, it's still better than most guys 100. So you still have to plan for him, or he's going to make you really pay for that, because he can turn. People started to get on Miles again because, you know, it's a day that ends in Y, and people just want to have something to complain about that isn't the quarterback every now and then. I think he goes to show you and prove what he does on a defense where it's a possibility of a turnover, possibility of a created turnover by him personally, possibility of throwing an interception out of that because of those. Those are the turnover scenarios to it. And, I mean, second and six becomes third and 16. Second and six becomes third and 11 after you just have to swing a pass out and somebody else is able to come in, like JOK is able to come in for a tackle for a loss. Like, it can put people behind the sticks very quickly when they are forced to make quick, bad decisions that he can bring to it. And still even injured, I got nothing against Obo Okoronkwo. He's a fine player. I got nothing against Za'Darius Smith. Fine player. They're not him, and even they know that. And they're 1-2, and you got Grant Delpit saying it's a must-win. I got Amari Cooper getting into it with the media. You got to win this game, man. Lord almighty, we gotta calm everybody down.
Stefanski, speaking of balancing that fact of guys that are banged up, but also needing to get ready for a big game this week. Here he is.
You want a fresh team on Sundays. You want a sharp team on Sundays. So that is always the balance of getting guys the work that they need during the week to stay sharp, but also make sure they're fresh.
And I think that's what we're going to be dealing with. Now, Njoku was back at practice yesterday, wasn't doing a whole bunch. Do you think Njoku is going to be still a week away, Kenny, or do you think he's going to be able to play this weekend?
I think he's probably still going to be a week away.
Yeah,
that's one where he's already out, and it's a high ankle sprain. And if you've already been out, it's like, man, you might as well make damn sure. You did win a game without David Njoku. It's hard to do it, though.
If that's David Njoku on the field last Sunday instead of Jordan Akins,
we win.
Throw the ball.
Yes. Yes.
You'd like to think so, right? Yeah. I don't think he'd be that a decoy.
You've done good things this week. That is the best question of the week. That is the best question of the week. It's that simple. That boils it down.
Yeah.
And it's weird because he was with Jordan Akins in Houston.
Yeah.
But if that's David Njoku, he's going to throw him that ball. He's probably the read that he makes.
Now, we opened the show talking about Malik Nabers, how incredible he has been so far this year. We know what he did to us a few weeks ago. Well, you're going up against another stud wide receiver, potentially. I know he had his situation yesterday in practice, but Davante Adams is going to be out there. So Jim Schwartz explains what the scheme could be against a standout wide receiver.
You know, they're going to make a concerted effort to get him the ball more. You know, they struggled on offense the last game, and when that happens, you generally sort of circle the wagons and say, okay, let's get the ball to our playmaker a lot more. We'll expect that. You know, he's fast. He's a good route runner. He's a willing blocker. Good challenges for us. I like our safety group, like our corner group. So, you know, we're going to have good matchups.
It's not just him, which is a big deal, clearly. They got two good tight ends. Michael Mayer's pretty good, and obviously Brock Bowers is really good. And he's just a rookie, but he's already showing up in the stat sheets, and rightfully so. Like, they're going to have to mind their P's and Q's there. It could change how you use Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Yeah, I know just when we had Ronnie McLeod here, he is like, yeah, we're not really going to break up the coverages to match up against the wide receiver. We believe in our secondary. We believe in our corners, and we're not going to change that. I know Schwartz went into detail yesterday about, well, why a defense isn't necessarily going to just shade the one guy, the one stud guy, because then there's too many tells. There's all of a sudden quarterbacks, especially veteran quarterbacks, can start to kind of pick them apart. It still kind of looked questionable last week. I know second half, they held the Giants in check. I also think the Giants started to play very, very cautious. You know, they didn't want to give the game away.
Yeah.
So who knows?
They tried to sit on it.
That's twice this year. You know, Dallas, too. I mean, you felt like Dallas could move the ball up and down the field, and then the second half, they kind of changed their approach. So I don't know. Our defense in general right now with the Browns, I mean, they did exactly what we wanted them to do against Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I think so far my defense, it was such a tremendous performance against Jacksonville. It's like, all right, that's in there. They can make quarterbacks who aren't the very best look pedestrian. Like, Dak Prescott's a better quarterback than talk radio ever wants to give the guy credit for. because he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. It's the same thing as Tony Romo. Tony Romo is a better quarterback than any of us wanted to give him credit for. Same thing. Daniel Jones is not a great quarterback, and I think that they tried to sit on, if you notice, when we scored and we made it 21-15 last week, it's all of a sudden like, oh, we got to try to move the football down the field so we can get, we can make this a two-possession game again, and he's wobbling all over the place. That's part of the reason I'm not a big Daniel Jones fan, clearly. This is going to be Gardner Minshew, and he's just such a wild card. He is a wild card. We saw last year, I thought, going into the Indianapolis game, it's like, all right, it's Gardner Minshew. We should have a good shot. And that was as scary a football game as I've watched in my life. He can get into a rhythm. He can be very accurate. He can be, I mean, good God, he's almost throwing for 74% right now in completion percentage. He can be very accurate. He can be a playmaker. He can get out there and scoot. He's a guy that, for whatever reason, NFL coaches just don't want to make him the full-time guy. Like, you look at his stats. He's got good stats. He's got reasonably fine stats, but he's never in there long enough to have bad stats. So there's something there that's missing. I don't know if it's an intangible. I don't know if it's measurements. I don't know, something. But it won't make NFL head coaches comfortable with him.
All right. That's it for About Last Night. Also, Aaron Judge hit his 58th home run. They dominated the Orioles yesterday. They have a one-game official lead over us, but they also have the tiebreaker. So basically two games on us for that number one
seed. Doggone it. All right.